Situated at the confluence of three rivers, the dome-shielded city of Idrisia rose like a cluster of sun-kissed blisters from the arid plains. Beyond its shimmering perimeter, a heat-hazed desert spread to the horizon, and sand drifted at the base of its armor-glass structures. The planet's star burned hot and white in the sky, like a metal disc heated in an armorer's forge. Little could survive in the parched landscape, but beneath the city's incredible domes, the landscape was rich with life. 10,000 soldiers of the Quintan Defense Auxilia were billeted within the city, their myriad tents and vehicle parks crushing flat field after field of crops grown to feed the Imperium's hungry mouths. Despite the Auxilia's best efforts, the Bloodborne had broken through the northern bulwarks, and the soldiers' sky-blue uniforms were bloody after the retreat from Castra Mondas. Now, with the routes to the southern hydroponic cities wide open, Idrisia was sure to feel the Bloodborne's wrath next. But a force of warriors of far greater prowess now stood ready to face both the Atark's demented war machines and blood-hungry army. The Ultramarines occupied the heart of Idrisia, and modular barrack buildings of gleaming azure jostled for space alongside temporary fortifications and the ancillary battlefield structures that came with the Adeptus Astartes at war. In the heart of the Ultramarines' deployment sat an octagonal command structure with an arched roof that bristled with Vox antennae, rotating Auspex dishes, and integral void shields. Moisture formed on the gold-winged eagles stamped upon the breastplates of the 10 Ultramarines stationed around the perimeter of the command tower. It dripped from their bolt guns and their shoulder guards, five trimmed in iron black, the others in brilliant copper, and hissed on the hot vents of their armor's power packs. All 10 warriors stood as still as statues, immobile guardians of the captains within. To protect the army's commanders was a singular honor, and only the best warriors from each company had been selected for so vital a duty. Within its walls, banks of battlefield cogitators hummed with power, digesting information gathered from after-action reports, Vox thievery, surveyor sweeps, and inloads from the few remaining orbital Auspex. The picture they painted was one of a world on the brink of falling to the enemy. Tech priests moved in circular sweeps around the darkened chamber, pausing to burble short bursts of binaric prayer or minister to a piece of equipment. Aides and scrivener servitors kept to the shadows, ready to step forward at their master's behest at a moment's notice. The four warriors tasked with defending Quintan gathered around a central plotting table, fixing the ghostly topographical image with piercing stares, as though force of will alone could alter the bleak strategic situation before them. Captain Galenus of the 5th Company was the first to speak.
Idrisia, it's the key. Lose it and we lose the war.
You think I don't see that?
Captain Epithus of the 6th folded his arms and leaned on the raised lip of the plotting table.
It's the gateway to the southern cities, but it's not strong enough to withstand an assault. Not yet.
Antaro Cronus spoke next.
I can hold them for a time.
He jabbed a fist at the projected map.
Here, at the edge of the Apashid Scar. With the armor units from the Defense Auxilia, I have enough vehicles to keep the bastards at bay for a time.
How long?
Long enough for you to fortify this damn place. I'll kill a great many, but they're too numerous to hold forever.
The 4th member of the command group nodded, his face obscured by a grim, skull-faced helmet. Chaplain Ortan Cassius wore armor black as night, embossed with gold and blue, with a repeating skull motif worked into every trim and plate. Though none could see his disfigured face, they all felt the grim purpose of his gaze.
Vothir Tark's Bloodborne make war like the Great Devourer. His dark mechanicus consume the iron bones of fallen machines and remake them to swell their numbers. Every piece of equipment and forge we lose is cannibalized to create more war machines for the Bloodborne.
A bleak assessment, Chaplain.
But an honest one.
How do you fight an enemy that grows stronger with every battle?
I think I can help with that,
said a voice from the shadows above. Every warrior in the command tower spun toward the speaker, and weapons were pulled from holsters with Adeptus Astartes' speed. A half-glimpsed figure sat upon a structural rafter. An elongated boulder rested casually across his lap. Galenus tried to fix on the indistinct form. The warrior swung down from the darkness and dropped lightly to the decking of the command tower. The spectral half-light of the plotting table seemed not to touch him, leaving his bare frame shrouded in shadows where no shadows should be. His fatigues were coated in ochre dust, and the blue of his armor was scratched and worn by windblown sand. A face tanned the color of baked leather from the light of a thousand suns was framed by a neatly trimmed beard of silver and regarded the assembled commanders with a faintly disapproving grin.
Talion? Is that you? How in Gulliman's name did you get in here?
You know I'll not tell you then.
When did you get to Quintan? And why was I not informed of your arrival?
Talion ignored Galenus's ire.
My scouts were on Quintan long before you got here. Did you think the Bloodborne forges on the Codian uplands simply destroyed themselves?
That was you.
It was.
Damn it, Talion. You can't fight alongside our companies without attaching yourself to the order of battle. How can we formulate strategy when we don't know what assets we have in the field?
Talion shook his head.
You have a more pressing concern than my omission from the order of battle, Galenus.
And what's that?
Your security.
Talion gestured to the roof space with a single upraised finger. Galenus and his fellow commanders looked up. Five scouts perched on the rafters, each with a weapon trained on the commanders below. Talion waved his finger in admonishment.
If we had been the enemy, you'd all be dead now. Think about that while we rearm and resupply.